You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality
with Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm Priscilla Leona, and today we are coming to you live from Studio City, California, and you can catch our show every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. And if this is your first time tuning in, our show is basically about informative entertainment, and it's done in a fun, upbeat, improv style, and we provide you with tips, advice, and resource information on how to pursue a career in show business. And we have guests that work in various professions of the entertainment industry, and that means that we'll definitely have someone from a career that you're interested in hearing about on the show sooner or later. If you want to know who'll be on the show in the future, you can always visit us on our website directly. It's questionreality.us, not .com, .us. And if you want to check out any of our past guests, read their bios, listen to any of the shows, download any of the shows, you can go directly to the LA Talk Radio website. And you want to look for, go to Channel 1 and scroll down and look for Question Reality and click on it, and you'll see all of our shows that have been archived and a little bit about each individual guest. And you can go to their website, you can play the show, or you can choose to download it and listen to it anytime that you want. You can also download us from the podcast section of iTunes. So we are all over the place. LA Talk Radio is happening. And we would love for you to call in and ask questions or provide comments on the guest for the show. And you can call in between 5:15 and 5:30. And when you call in, we take your calls directly, so you don't have to go through a screening process. And let me just give you the number. The call-in number is right in front of you if you're on the computer, but if you're not, and you want to give it to someone else to have them call in the future, the number is 323-203-0815. Again, 323-203-0815. And if you liked our show and you found that it helped you in some way, we would love to hear from you so that we could pass that information on to the guest. As you know, everybody loves to have helped someone, so hopefully we can help you today. And that is exactly why we brought this guest on the show. We have a fantastic, wonderful guest. Everyone's been sending in emails with their questions, so I'm going to try to cover as many questions as possible. But if we don't, feel free to call and ask the question directly yourself. We have the wonderful Blake Sylvia on today. He is an author of a book called Before, During, and After, and it's an exciting new weight control method. I can personally tell you, he sent me the book. I started on the program January the 1st, and I have lost 12 pounds. So Blake Sylvia is now my new best friend, and I'm going to try to continue that. This method is so simple and easy, and let me tell you, I have been trying to diet for years. I've tried everything. Me and Jenny Craig, we've been battling for years. There's just battles galore going on with me and Weight Watchers and everyone else, and I couldn't believe how simple this method was. It was incredible. I thought, there's no way. Logically, it sounds logical, but when I thought about it, I thought, oh my God, could it possibly be? I've got to try it, because there's no effort involved. It's hardly any, it's all you need to be able to do is to pick up, and I'm not going to tell you what you need to pick up. I'm going to let Blake tell you that. But you can check his website out now. It's beforedoringandafter.com. Beforedoringandafter.com. He's based out of Baytown, Texas, and you can purchase his book directly on his website. If you go there now, you can find out everything about him. But basically, let's just get started and talk to Blake Sylvia directly. Welcome, Blake Sylvia.
Thank you very much. What a great introduction.
Well, my God, you're deserving of a great introduction. I could not believe when I just recently went to the doctor's and I got on the scale and I thought, oh, my God, 12 pounds. Hallelujah. Because I didn't want to, you know, weigh myself every day because, you know, it's kind of depressing if you don't lose anything. And I thought, how could it be? Blake Sylvia, my God. Now, tell us, What actually inspired you to write this book, or how did it even come to be that you wrote this book?
Well, first off, congratulations. 12 pounds may not seem like a lot, but you know, we're only in February, and if you can keep going this route, I don't know how much weight you need to lose, but that's awesome.
Yeah.
And it helps to encourage ourselves, encourage others when we have success, and when people notice we have success. So hang in there. Stick with it, and I promise you, you'll keep losing weight. A little bit about my story without too much detail is that I can remember back as far as the third grade being the fat kid in class. You know, all the other kids are skinny, but, you know, I'm kind of chunky back in third grade, then on up through high school, and, you know, you're kind of overweight, and you're playing football, so it's not a horrible thing. But then when you get out of school and, you know, you keep gaining 5 pounds a year, that doesn't sound like a lot. But if you do the math, 20 years times 5, you know, that's an extra 100 pounds. Before you know it, you're 280 pounds. You don't look good. You don't feel good. You're a prime candidate for a heart attack. You're not setting a good example for your children. And so kind of these are the thoughts that kind of run through my head, you know, kind of not every day. But, you know, it's one of those things when you're overweight and you're not healthy, it's kind of that thought that's always in the back of the mind is that I really need to do something. I really need to do something. But what? And, you know, I'm just like you. I mean, I tried all the, you know, the protein diets, and I tried all the low-fat diets, and, you know, I did crazy things. Like, I'm going to wake up every day at 2 in the morning and go and run, and that lasts for about a week, and say, this is stupid. I'm not doing this anymore. So I kind of went down all those roads. And this ideal for this before, during, and after program, which, like you said, it's simple. It's a water-based weight control program. And I was waking up out of bed one morning, and it's like, I contend it could have been divine intervention, you know, because the ideal seemingly came from nowhere. And it's just like, wow, let's start doing this. And I started doing it, and I started feeling better, and I started exercising, and I started losing weight. And just like kind of bad health and bad habits can snowball, I had good health and good habits. And before you knew it, you know, I had lost 70 pounds in 7 months. My energy level was at an all-time high. My cholesterol had dropped. I looked and felt. My confidence was a lot better, and it's kind of it's just kind of gone from there. And it's been about 4 years now I've been on the program, and I'm proud to say I've successfully kept the weight off, and things are going great for me.
Well, let me ask you, did you come up with this? Like, did you wake up and have an epiphany on how to put this program together, or had you done research and took a little bit here, a little bit there? And how did it come to be that you were able to construct this particular diet plan?
Well, I wish I could tell you that it was scientific research, and I pulled a bunch of great minds together, and basically it was kind of trial and error and what made sense. And I kind of was on the program for several months, but I didn't tell anybody I was on the program, especially my wife, because she's one of those skinny people that we love to hate.
Yeah.
You know, she weighs 125 pounds. She eats bacon sandwiches and fried french fries, and she never watches what she eats. She never exercises, so yeah, she's disgusting.
I know. So is my husband. He never gains anything. I know, and I don't want to tell him either.
And for so many, you know, we've been married for, you know, 20-something years now, 23 years. And for so many times in 23 years, I told her, you know, I'm going to go on a diet, and I'm going to lose weight. You deserve to have a slender husband. You know, you don't deserve to be married to a fat husband. And, you know, I've told her this so many times, I didn't want to disappoint her again, so I didn't even say anything to anybody for several months till I knew for a fact it was going to work.
Right.
And once I said, wow, this is working for me, if it works for me, what are the odds it would work for other people? And so I started telling some friends and some family, and some other people started trying the program, and they started losing weight too, and it kind of evolved from there. At first I thought, well, I'd really like to be like a consultant, if you would, or maybe a radio host, but you know, just a weight loss consultant or something like that. And it kind of evolved from there into the writing of the book, which I've never written a book before, and some of those things. I've done a lot of firsts, but it's been very rewarding, not only personally, but also to I've heard from a lot of people that have done extremely well on the program. So it's been a lot of fun for me.
Well, I guess so. My God. At what weight level did your wife start noticing that you were losing weight? And did she, you know, ask you what you were doing, or how did that happen?
Well, my wife she's absolutely wonderful, because she would never, you know, if she was to get about 20 pounds overweight, I'd probably mention it and notice it to her.
Mm-hmm.
But she's absolutely wonderful. She would never notice or nag or bother or whatever. She just wants me to be happy. One of the biggest motivational things for me was that I've kind of lived in the community I grew up in. If you drew a straight line where Hurricane Ike blew ashore, that's exactly where I live, and my family kind of lived here, you know, forever. And so, you know, I know a lot of people in the community, in church, at work, and it was the kind of the casual people that you see, you know, at church or at work or at a basketball game that say, "Hey, you look great. What are you doing to yourself?" And those comments were just, I mean, literally hundreds of people, because they've known me my whole life. And, you know, kind of the whole, you know, obesity thing kind of runs in my family.
Right.
And so they know that, you know, gosh, this guy's always been 270, 280 pounds, and now he's 210 or 220 pounds. He looks great. And I just saw him a year ago, and he didn't look great. What the heck is he doing? And, very rewarding.
Wow. Now, did you, when you first started, of course, you didn't have any idea you'd be writing a book. So I imagine you just told everybody exactly what you were doing. But you know how people tend to, if you tell someone, yeah, this is what I'm doing, things get kind of lost in translation, and they say, well, you know, let me do this, and it's not exactly, but let me try this, and they might not follow the program exactly. How was it that this program, which I think it is, was it that this program was so simple and had so few steps that you just could not mess it up if you tried?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. And I guess I'm a person that's not, I'm more of a big picture person. I'm not a detailed person. If you tell me to count calories or count points or weigh myself every day, or, you know, after a few days of that, I'm going to go off the deep end and eat a triple meat hamburger and supersized fries and a chocolate shake, because, you know, just kind of the whole detail structure of, you know, it's just like, you can't go out to eat because the foods they serve aren't on your diet, and, you know, the wife didn't want to, you know, you could make the whole family eat diet food, or, you know, you break your diet, or she cooks two different meals, one for you and one for the family. And I found this to be so simple that, you know, even if there are small variations to it, you know, it's still effective.
Mm-hmm.
And it just fits my lifestyle, my busy lifestyle. I guess we're all busy nowadays.
Right.
It just fits my busy lifestyle so well. And, you know, just like everybody else, I guess with a down economy, money's a little tight. You know, I got a daughter in college, and life is expensive, and there's not the high-dollar supplements to buy to go along with the program. I mean, and, you know, you're actually eating less food, so you're really saving money. I've heard stories about, my wife went on a diet, and it cost me an extra $200 in groceries this month, because she had to have low-fat Twinkies, and she had to have, you know, other things that, you know, you buy special foods to go on a diet. Well, you know, this is kind of like you eat less, so you spend less money on food, so that seems to make sense.
Right. Now, I read in the documentation that you sent me that you say that in your life you've learned that excellent health comes from the three-step approach. And that was, one, follow the BDA program, which is the before, during, and after program. Number two, eat sensibly. And number three, exercise consistently. Even 20 minutes a day can make a huge difference, which, you know, we've been hearing forever and ever. And you say that you'll see some of the results from just doing two of the three steps above, but you'll get great results if you follow all three. Which of the two are the ones that you will see the most results from, do you feel?
What I've seen in my life is that if I'll stick to the before, during, and after program, and I'll get those 20 minutes a day five days a week of kind of some cardio type exercise. My big thing is basketball. You know, I love basketball. I'm not a Lakers fan, but I still love basketball. And you know, you got to tip your hat to the Lakers. They're a great club.
Right.
Kobe Bryant's a great player.
Of course.
But I do love basketball. And you know, I'm not as young as some of the guys I play against. You know, they're in their 20s. I'm in my 40s. But to be able to get out there and compete with them, I feel good about that. So I can take a ball and take a go on a basketball court and just kind of dribble and jog and break a sweat.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can do that 20 minutes a day, that's wonderful. And that's one of the things that I encourage people is that if you can find something that you enjoy to do, whether it's biking, whether it's walking, whether it's jogging, whether it's treadmill, but something that you enjoy, then it's a lot easier to stick with
right.
than it is if you're you know, something that you dread going to the gym every day. It's going to be hard to stick with that because the first time that it's cold out or the car breaks down or, you know, it's raining out, you're going to find an excuse not to go. But if it's something you enjoy doing, you're going to look for excuses. How can I get there? And you know, I don't have to watch what I eat as closely if I'm getting my exercise in. And those are, to me, the biggest keys right there is, you know, portion control, cut back on the amount of food I'm eating. And I guess, you know, as far as the food goes, you know, I tried to do the low-fat lifestyle for years and years and years and you know, drink skim milk and try to eat fat-free cheese that tastes like cardboard and wouldn't eat some of the cheesecake or Mexican food or some of those things that I really enjoy. Very rarely eat fried food. And now I don't worry, I don't stress too much about, you know, the food, if you will. I still eat sensibly, but what I do is I control the portions. I don't go back for seconds. And I cut what, you know, if I go to a restaurant, you know, most of those meals are way more than one person should eat. So I'll take home half of what they bring me. And so it's worked out wonderfully for me.
Well, that's what I really love when I was reading your book. And again, people, this book is not like what you would consider a book. It is so thin and small that you could get through it. And you won't even believe it. I don't know exactly how many pages. I didn't remember that. But I remembered, I thought, wow, I got through this in about 15 minutes. And in the 15 minutes, it gave me all the tools that I needed to start the program. So what I loved most, one of the things that I loved that you said was that you can still eat all the foods that you normally would eat. And I was reading the foods that you liked, and I said, oh my God, we like the same foods. If he can do it, I can do it. Because, boy, you can sit me down. Anything that is greasy is my friend, sadly enough. But we love the same foods. And I thought, well, God, if he's doing this before, during, and after program and still able to eat those foods, I think I could try that, because everybody just keeps telling me you got to cut out the bread and the sugar and everything white. And it's like the only foods I love are white. I can't survive without white foods. I need my salt and sugar and everything. And then that's what really motivated me to start, is because you had said that we can still continue eating what we did. And by God, I did continue eating what I wanted. It and I still lost the 12 pounds. So I was very excited about that. And it's true, I continued eating what I wanted, but I did eat smaller portions. I did. I started, instead of eating on a plate, I put the food in a bowl, a small bowl. And I was still getting the same flavor. Yeah. So I love that.
Awesome.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you still? Oh, okay. So I really love that. That was a great benefit, and that was encouragement. And then with the exercise again, you don't have to, as Blake said, you don't have to go out and play basketball if you don't play basketball. Just find something that, even if it's just walking. Now, does your program break down? I didn't see this in your book, but maybe you have added to it additionally, and maybe coming out with another book. But have you any suggestions for people who want to lose weight but may have health problems that, you know, do you always say go to the doctor and find out if, I know you said that in your book, but do you have any kind of special tips for people who may have dietary requirements or any special health problems? Will this book work for everyone, or is
Like you said, I try to make it very clear that, you know, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a nutritionist, but I try to encourage people, before you start this program or any program, go ahead and visit with your doctor and say, hey, this program is out there, it's working for others, do you think this would work for me? Is it okay with you if I try this? And in addition to this, do you think it's okay if I start working on the treadmill? You need to check my heart out. I know one thing that a lot of people who have joint problems, they go, you know, water aerobics is very mm-hmm. popular. So there are certain things out there that, you know, that some people, even though they may not be able to do other things, not everybody can, you know, play basketball, not everybody can do push-ups and those sorts of things, mm-hmm. but typically there's some level of exercise that most of us can do. So if we can find what we can do and then find out what we enjoy doing and then stick with it, you know, commit to it, and focus on those goals of 12 pounds in 2 months is an awesome goal. You know, even if, you know, because if you're not losing that weight, you may be gaining weight. So any amount of weight lost, and if you can keep it off, mm-hmm. because we've all mm-hmm. lost weight, and then we've kind of backslidden, and then we've regained that weight. You know, we've all lost and regained 1,000 pounds.
Right.
It's just, you know, how do you keep it off, and how do you do it long term? So
right.
those are some of the things this program has kind of solved for me.
Now, what I really love is that, I mean, for the small price that you pay for this book, and do you want to tell the price, what that is?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I think it's like, you know, around $30 on my website. But, you know, that does include if any customer has, it, you know, it's a welcome letter that goes with it. But then also, you know, I'm available online, you know, every evening, typically every evening. So if customers need encouragement, if they have questions, if they just need somebody to chat with online, just shoot me an email, and I promise you I'll get back with you. And sometimes I can hook them up with others that have had this similar maybe battles with what they've had. But so it's kind of a program. I try to stay in touch with customers, and that works wonderfully, because that way when other people are successful, then that encourages me and keeps me motivated. I've got a friend that works for a doctor's office here in the Baytown area, and one of their customers, their clients, had come in, and they had seen one of my TV interviews here in the Houston area, and they had lost like 100 pounds on the program.
Wow!
So,
whoa.
Yeah, so there's those stories are out there. So it's been a lot of fun for me.
Well, you definitely do have some stories. I know I there were so many stories to print. I printed out a couple stories, but I want to just read a couple from the ones that I thought were really interesting. I'm going to read a couple if you don't mind, Blake. This is from Carrie from Atlanta, Georgia, and I don't know if that's a male or female, but I'll just say she. She says, I am extremely proud of Carrie. Is this you talking? I am extremely proud of Carrie. She has had several false starts, but she has not quit. During the month of August, she got serious and lost 6 pounds. Carrie, I'm very proud of you. Is that you talking?
Yeah, no. Yeah, that was one of my newsletters where I kind of brag about people, even if they've lost a few pounds.
Oh, okay, great.
So that was me talking.
All right, so this is George from Baytown, Texas. It's either George or Jorge. It's J-O-R-G-E, I think, George. I'm not sure.
Yeah, George. He's the one I was just telling you about.
Oh, okay. George has lost an incredible 105 pounds on the BDA program. When I talked to George, I expected him to tell me that he weighed 400 pounds and now weighs 300 pounds. He started off at only 265 pounds and now weighs 160. George, I'm very proud of you. And the letters that you send back have got to be so encouraging and motivational. I mean, I would love this, to get this back. Jeff and Amy from Mont Bellevue, Texas. Jeff is my pastor's son, and he got inspired when he heard me speak to the men's group at church in September. Jeff had tried before but didn't stick with it. This time, his wife Amy is on the program with him. Since September, Jeff has lost 12 pounds, and Amy has lost 8 pounds. Jeff and Amy, I'm very proud of you. I love seeing husbands and wives getting healthy together. Oh, well, that's nice. Mike from San Diego, California. Mike lost 25 pounds in only 3 months on the program. He was extremely excited to learn that something so simple could be so effective. Mike, I'm very proud of you. Sarah from Sacramento, California. Sarah is just getting started and has already lost 13.5 pounds on the program. Congratulations, Sarah. I'm very proud of you. West from Dayton, Texas. West heard me speak at the men's church group, and he's lost 5 pounds in the short time I spoke. West has a beautiful family, and you are very proud of him. And lastly, James and Shelby from Columbus, Ohio. In just 6 months, James has lost 60 pounds, and Shelly has lost 30 pounds on the program. And James told me that once he commits to something, he is good at sticking with it. He was right. Congratulations, James and Shelly. I am very proud of you. I mean, that's so nice that you send these letters out to people. I mean, that is very encouraging and motivational. And what's great about your program is that you're going to pay $30 for the book, but you get so much for that $30. I mean, can you put a price on how much weight you're going to lose? My God, $30 is such a small price to pay for losing 30 pounds. You figure $1 a pound. I'd pay $30 to lose 30 pounds, wouldn't you? And then not only that, but you provide the e-chat, which is great with your website. And as you can see, when you are on the before, during, and after program and you lose the weight and you send that information to Blake, he sends you encouragement back. He sends you motivation to keep going. And like, what are some of the other things that people write into you? Say they buy your book and they start the weight loss program. What are some of the things that people are writing to you? Do we have a call? Hold on, Blake. Blake, hold on, because we have a call. Hold on, someone's calling in. Hold on, we're just figuring. It's weird because when you're in the studio, it's a lot easier when we get calls. But when you're calling in and then someone else is calling in, this is our first time doing that. We're not sure it's going to work, but we're going to try it. Albert is in charge of that. Okay. I think that you possibly are on the air with Blake Sylvia. Are you there, caller? Caller? Hello?
It says connecting.
Oh. It looks like she hung up. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, it looks like
she's called in, but for some reason she didn't get through. But why don't you disconnect that and we'll go back to Blake and he can answer that question. And then hopefully she can call in again. So Blake, to answer that question, what are some of the things that people write in, say they get your book and they're starting your program? What are some of the things that they write in and ask you, or that they can write in and ask you about either staying with the program or things they can do? What are some of the questions you get?
Well, some of the questions I get around, you know, is it okay to add, you know, I know this is a water-based program, is it okay to add a little flavoring to the water? And they'll say, you know, kind of, I don't really like water. And, you know, I guess one of my comments is that, you know, I really don't like water that much either. Mm-hmm. I'd rather drink Dr. Pepper or coffee or whatever, but I really like what it does for me.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm willing to make those sacrifices. I don't necessarily like water, but I hate being overweight and feeling the way I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm willing to make those sacrifices. I do, you know, adding some lemon, some fresh fruit, some lime, some orange to water, I think is a great idea. I kind of try to steer people away from the artificial flavors and the artificial sweeteners, and, you know, because then it kind of turns into lemonade, and, you know, I don't know if you're really getting the full value out of it. That's certainly one of the questions. You know, some of the other question is, you know, how much exercise should I be doing? And that kind of goes back to the individual and how much they're physically capable of doing. They say, I'm really only been on the program for a few days, but I'm kind of really feeling kind of over full. You know, what should I, you know, should that be a concern? And I'm thinking, you know, I'll tell them that, you know, that's kind of the whole purpose, is that you should feel like instead of cutting back on the amount of water you're drinking, you know, you cut back on the amount of food you're eating, and then your body will get adjusted to it. And I've had a lot of people email me. They've lost weight, but some of the other things that one lady says she's lived with really severe migraine headaches for the last 20 years, her whole adult life. She said since she's been on the program, the migraine headaches have completely gone away. So some chance that maybe she was kind of wandering around dehydrated because all she was drinking was Diet Coke, and she really, just kind of diet beverages and caffeinated beverages, and kind of wasn't drinking the required amount of water that we're all, we all know we're supposed to be drinking, a certain amount of water, and none of us ever do it until now, I guess. And, another lady said she had, severe stomach problems, and the doctors couldn't figure out what was going on, and she got on the BDA program and quit drinking the caffeinated beverages, and she said all of her stomach problems went away. So there's a lot of exciting stories in addition to the weight loss that I've heard from people. And I guess from my own personal, the weight loss has been wonderful. My cholesterol is down, but the increase in self-esteem, the how I feel about myself when I look in the mirror, and like you said, it's kind of priceless. How do you put a price tag on that? I mean, I know what some of these weight loss surgeries, what do they cost, $10,000, $20,000? So if there's a way to not have to go down that path for somebody, but they can actually find a simpler, healthier alternative, that's kind of what I'm all about, is trying to encourage people to kind of help them make those improvements in their life.
That's right, because those, and I, among many people who are listening, who are overweight, may have considered doing the lap band and the gastric bypass, but you really, really have to do your research on that, because there are so many things that could not only happen on the table, the operating table, but there are lots of things that happen after you have the surgery. Anything from being as tragic as having a heart attack. I was watching something on the Learning Channel where this woman, I think she was possibly, was it 800 pounds, Albert, or 1,000 pounds? I think it was the show is called Half Ton Woman, or Half Ton something. I'm sure a lot of people saw it, but she had the gastric bypass surgery, and she 3 weeks later she died, completely died. It's a shock to your system. It is completely. I think that the woman probably would have done well to just go on a diet program rather than have the surgery. It is too dramatic for a person who is that obese. Obese, and then there's morbid obese, and there's super morbid obese. And when you've gotten yourself to the point where you're obese, super obese, morbidly obese, you have trained your body to have certain foods to be conditioned and for to be taken off, to have such a tragic, such a major adjustment to your system, your whole body will go into shock. So I tell people, God, I would never do that. I've done the research. I know what happens afterwards if people would just worry about that. Not only that, but it all, just because they get the surgery does not mean they've changed their mentality of what they really want to eat. And that's why most people either bust the stitches or they gain weight back, because they haven't changed what they do regularly. Eat sensibly, diet, drink water, etc. So you really do have to start changing your way of thinking. And I think that's what's great about this program, because it's so simple, and it's the water. I mean, how can you go wrong with water? Our bodies are what, 85% water or something? So how can you go wrong on this? Now, my question is, can it be any type of water? That's one of the questions that I got in an email. This woman wanted to know, can it be any type of water, or does it have to be a special type of water? And I know that seems like a crazy question, but I thought about that, and I thought, well, there's a lot of waters out there these days that people are trying to get me on personally that guarantee weight loss. One of them is, I think it's Ion Ways, and there's like water and it has ions in it. And I don't know what the heck else is in it, but it's this water that they say if you drink it, it's guaranteed to make you lose weight. And I think it has something to do with the ions. What are your thoughts on that? I guess first, for your before, during, and after program, does it have to be any particular water, you know, like Evian or what are some other waters, or any type of waters? I can't think of any right now. Generic water. Alkaline water. Or can it
be? Everyone's talking about alkaline
water. Yeah, alkaline water. Does it have to be alkaline water? Can it just be tap water? For your particular program, what kind of water does it have to be, if any?
Yeah, no, I mean, and kind of back to some of my original statements around, you know, there's kind of not a lot of money to spend
right. On
the program to lose weight. And, you know, I know you can spend a couple dollars for a bottle of water, and if you were doing that 8 times a day or whatever, I mean, hey, it would get expensive real quick. But no, it's as far as, you know, and people have their own preference, and if the only way you like to drink water is to drink Dasani water, then, you know, Ozarka water, then if that's what you like to do and that's the only way you can drink water, then keep drinking that water. You know, whatever people's preference, but, you know, tap water is great. It's available. If you go to a restaurant, nowadays you may have to ask for water, but, and it's a lot cheaper than buying a glass of tea or, you know, cold Coke or whatever. But, you know, water, it's all around us. It's always available. It's always a choice. Now, sometimes we don't make that choice. Sometimes we choose maybe, and to me, it's if you feel like you're making huge, dramatic sacrifices, you may not stick with this program either. But if you feel like that, you know, I've had a great day, you know, I've followed the BDA program, you know, I'm gonna have a cup of Coke with my, you know, as part of my drink for my evening meal. You know, I think that's one of the keys, is that if you don't feel like that you're making these huge sacrifices, then, you know, maybe it's a little easier to stick with it. I'm not saying it doesn't take some discipline, but it doesn't take the discipline that I could never muster up before, because I tried to be disciplined in the past. I'm going to quit eating all sweets, or I'm going to quit drinking all caffeinated beverages. And, you know, when you're trying to make those complete revolutionary changes, sometimes you just kind of don't have the willpower to see it through. But this has been something. And like I said, I've stuck with it for 4 years now. And before, I can't say I've ever stuck with anything for 4 months, sometimes not even 4 weeks.
Right.
Much less 4 years. So, you know, in my opinion, you know, this is a complete lifestyle change for me.
Right.
I'll never go back to where I was. I know, you know, how I feel and how I look today compared to how I looked my whole adult life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd much rather choose this than what I had in the past.
Good. So the answer to that question is you can drink any type of water you want. Now, have you heard about these ion waters and all these other types of waters? And do you feel that if people want to do your program and use the water, because your program is water-based, would they benefit additionally by using these ion waters and alkaline waters and all of that, as long as it is some type of water?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with those types of water.
That may be just a California thing. You know how we're always inventing
stuff. And stuff to Texas, yeah.
Yeah, and when you said drink tap water, oh, honey, you can't be drinking tap water in California. That does not exist. There are things in that water, I don't care how clean they say it is. Oh, my God. That's one thing. I mean, I'm from the East Coast, and I never knew there was any such thing as bottled water until I moved out here, because I was very used to just going to the tap and getting my water from there. But you can't do that out here. You do have to spend for the bottled water, because the water is really gross. It tastes like chlorine.
Yeah, and I am like you. I really don't like the taste of water, even bottled waters. I'm very sensitive to tasting the chemicals in it. I've tried every type of water there is, and I really don't like the taste, but I have to force myself to do it, as I did with this program. And it's just so easy. I'm not going to give away the first step, but of your three steps, you say step number two, which is the exercise section, commit to 20 minutes a day of cardio type exercise. 20 minutes a day doesn't seem like a huge commitment. Some might even say it isn't enough. And you say, I would rather you commit to 20 minutes a day and then occasionally do more and feel good about yourself than see you commit to 90 minutes a day and feel guilty if you miss two or three workouts a week because life gets in the way. And you say, knowing the commitments that you make to yourself will help to build momentum and self-esteem in your life. And then you've got check with your doctor to ensure da 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 da. And I really like that. So part of the three-step program is the commit to the 20 minutes a day. And that can just be walking. And people think, oh, well, you know, I got to walk 20 minutes a day, you know, going around the block, or I got to go out. But let me just tell you, honey child, I lost 12 pounds and I didn't go walking around any damn block. Because if you think about it, just walking around in your house in a whole day equals 20 minutes or more. I mean, you go to the bathroom, you go to the kitchen, you walk to pick this up, you put things away, you vacuum, you do this. And that is basically what I did, and I didn't. It's that whole, when you get stuck on, oh, you know, I got to commit to the 20 minutes, I got to commit to the 20 minutes. Well, if you're a person who can do that and gets excited about dedicating the whole entire 20 minutes to walking, that's fine. But I did not do that, and I still lost 12 pounds. 20 minutes is more than what I walk in a day just around the house. So that's what worked for me, and that's what I think I want everybody to know, so they don't get stuck on having to remember to do 20 minutes. That's how much easier I'm adding to make it, because I mean, it's water based, which you're going to have to get the book to find out what he tells you to do with that water. But as far as the 20 minutes, just walking around your house was enough for me. And then the third part, which is the eat sensibly part, you say, we all know what sensible eating is. There is more information available about sensible eating than ever before in our history. So why are we the fattest we have ever been? We don't do what we know we should do. The BDA program will help you succeed at sensible eating. So that's the only thing that you have to, in my mind, you have to adjust, because it is true that I will tear up a huge, large burrito and then get another one. So instead of two, now I'll just have one. So that's about the hardest part for me, is reducing the size down to the smaller one. So that, I think, is for people listening. That's probably, if you're used to eating the big portions, that's going to be the hardest thing, which is really not hard, because think about this, you're saving money. If you go out to eat with a friend or your husband or family member, and think about the money you're going to save, because your husband or wife or friend or whoever wants to help you lose weight, plus you two can split the bill. So you get one, you go to a place that has a pretty large size portion, and you both split it, and you're going to save money, plus you're going to reduce the portion size. Am I on the right track? Because that's what I've been doing.
No, that's perfect. That's a perfect description. I could not have said it better myself. And that's exactly right, is that you cut down on the amount of food you're eating. And if you go to a restaurant, most portions are oversized, and you cut it in half with a family member, or you cut it in half and take the box home for the next day, and you eat sensibly. You don't make these huge sacrifices. I'm never eating an Oreo again in the history of my life.
Right.
But you eat sensibly. You don't eat, you know, three quarters of a package of Oreos. You eat a determined amount. Once you're done, you're done.
Right.
And that's kind of what's led to my success, is kind of that sensible eating.
Now, I want to turn you on to something. I don't know if anyone else has shared this with you or not, but this is just something that I was doing when I lost the 12 pounds on your program. And this is something because, you know, my mom, she's always said this. And, of course, I have friends who have all – and I only listen to this from people who have proven track records of being older people and who have kept their weight off or have been able to maintain the appropriate weight. And what I have heard them always say is that they do not eat after 8 o'clock. And that is something that I added in additionally to your program. So I kind of mixed it. I just added a little, you know, a little mixer upper in there. And I think that that really, really, really helped. But the only reason I think I was able to do that, because I tried that method before, I think the only reason I was able to do that is because of your step number one, which is the following the before, during, after program, the water-based program. Because if I had not, and without giving away what the water-based program is, if I had not been able to do that, then I probably would have been really hungry after 8 o'clock, and I would have been sneaking in the kitchen and or looking for the Snickers bars that I've hidden all over the house, that Albert has hidden, rather. I would be sneaking around trying to find all the chocolate bars that he's hidden from me. But I was not interested in doing that because of step number one, which is in your book, Before, During, and After. I felt completely full and satiated by 8 o'clock.
No, that's perfect. And what I encourage people to do is find out what works for you. I've actually had reports from people that are on Weight Watchers, but they've included Weight Watchers with the Before, During, and After program. They're having great success. So, you know, it's kind of like find out what works for you and then stick with it.
Right.
I said earlier, I'm not a real detail-oriented person,
right.
and I kind of lack the flexibility. So if people find something that's working well for them, it's not exactly how I do it, but it works for you, then by all means, do it your way. Find out what works for you and then stick with it.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? It's the end of the program, and we got to go. Time is up. I'm getting the cut sign, like get the hell off the air now. But I just wanted to thank you so much, Blake Sylvia. Your program works. I am living proof, and 12 pounds, and I will keep you updated. Please go to Blake Sylvia's website, Before, During, and After. Get that book. I'm telling you, it will work for you. It is so simple. You will love it. Blake, thank you for being on the show. I like that they're going to be able to chat with you. Again, thank you so much for your book, and thank you for helping so many people.
My pleasure. This is an awesome show. I think you did a great job, and yet obviously you care about your listeners. So anything I can do, send me an email if they just need a word of encouragement. I'll be there for them.
Thank you, Blake Sylvia. That's Blake Sylvia. I'll see you if I ever come to Texas.
You do that.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
The Horror Channel is your home for the best in horror entertainment, news, culture, lifestyle, and best of all, frights. We are available on Verizon Fios Cable Television. Go to channel 900, free on demand, and select Pop Culture. Scroll down and you'll find the Horror Channel. So be sure to visit horrorchannel.com for all of our latest programming.